اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider with me today in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
Alhamdulillah. Salam, Hussein. How are you?
Salamu alaikum. I'm fine.
Fine? Alright. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق. اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So everyone is fine here. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, thank you so much for joining. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 47, Surah Al-A'raf, at the same page we had our previous session. What page?
156.
So, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, as you're listening, turn to page 156 of the Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 47. Let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when their look is turned toward the inmates, the inhabitants of the fire, they will say, Our Lord, do not put us among the wrongdoing lot.
So why? Are they afraid of being together or they just hate them?
Mm-hmm. Nice question. Let's talk about it. Good question. So, look, in the previous session, we said that Allah Almighty says in Ayah 46, وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم. أعراف are those places, high places, okay, like small mountain, hill.
Yes.
That some people will be standing there, and these people could be like the imams, okay, or the awliyaullah, or sometimes people, okay, who have like equal sins and equal good deeds, okay, they will be there. So these people, يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِمَاهُمْ, that they know everyone, okay, from their faces, okay? Everyone, these A'raf are like those places between heaven and hellfire. All right? As yes. If you are on the border. Here you have hellfire, there you have heaven.
Yes.
They will be standing there, they will be looking at the people and trying to enter the heaven or... Hellfire.
Hellfire.
Okay. Now, these people look at the people of the heaven, those who are allowed to enter heaven. They will say in the previous ayah, وَنَادَوْ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. They will say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Very good. Good for you. Lucky you entering the heaven. And here suddenly, وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ. It's a passive word. It's not active voice, passive voice, according to grammar.
Yes.
It says, they will, their look will be turned towards the Ashab al-Nar. It means they are looking at the Ashab al-Jannah. Once suddenly, their face will be turned towards the people of hellfire. Look at them. Okay? Then, when they see that, oh God, they are so regretful, they are so grieving, so sad, so crying, so... One of the name of Day of Judgment is Yawm al-Tanad.
The Day of Regret?
No, the day that people will be screaming. Okay? Screaming. And they will be shouting, screaming, okay? They are having punishments, receiving their punishment, okay?
Yes.
Then this A'raf, Ashab al-A'raf, they will be saying that. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا When they see them. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا They will say, oh, our Lord, okay? Do not put us, do not include us. لَا تَجْعَلْنَا Do not put us among the wrongdoers.
Here's a question. In the previous verse, we said that the people on these hills could be imams, ma'sumin, or either those in between.
Yeah.
So based on this ayah, I take a guess that they are not imams, because they would be already in heaven, right? And because these on the border, they look to both the people in hell and both in heaven. First, they look at the people in the heaven, see how joyous and full of fun they are.
Yeah.
But when they look at the hellfire, they suddenly like feel a shock. I don't want to be with these. God, please do not. So is it correct? What's your idea?
Look, in the previous ayah, it says, لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا This could be about the people of the paradise or the people of the A'raf themselves, okay? Will not have entered the Jannah yet, though they would be eager to do so. Look, it does not... If you are allowed to enter Jannah and you are still asking Allah Almighty, oh Allah Almighty, do not include us or do not put us among the wrongdoers, it does not mean that you are about to be among them. You're just making dua to have this protection forever. Okay? Mm. This could be as the imams. Imams are those who are allowing also the people to enter Jannah. Inshallah, in riwayat, in a hadith, you will learn this, okay? There is a broad topic about it, so beautiful, about who enters first Jannah and who is allowed to enter Jannah. Some of the imams will come and do their shafa'ah as well. Okay, imams and ma'sumin alayhi salam. So based on this, there is still an argument, okay, how we can get a final understanding from this ayah.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم
If you see the Holy Quran, in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So time is being late, okay? We have to move on to Tajweed rules. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, if you had any questions, you can refer to the Tafasir books, learn more about them. There are a beautiful explanation about this. So, لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين. Time for Hussein to recite it beautifully, and we'll practice it together. Hussein, could you please?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله وإذا صرفت أبصارهم One important rule here, and that's
قلقلة
قلقلة أبصارهم, yes?
Yes.
أبصارهم. Echo the sound of the letter ba, which is stuck in there. تلقاء. The mud. Is it wajib or jais?
Yeah, it's wajib.
Wajib to extend. تلقاء. So, أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا
again
echoing sound مع القوم الظالمين extend the sound of that alright
yes
so that's all very easy ayah to recite I will recite it once so Hussein and Fawad will be repeating brothers and sisters listeners inshallah repeat with us
sir we should recite beautifully or correctly
and beautifully
oh correct
Yes. That's why we learn the Tajweed rules.
Yes.
Yeah, Tajweed, we are beautifying the recitation.
And also reading it correctly.
Yeah.
Recite.
Of course.
Correctly.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا
وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا
ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين
قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio, Fawad and Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. See you inshallah next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن و والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.